This was an effort between both the Jamestown Complete Count Committee and the Valley City Complete Count Committee, and we came up with a fun idea to help raise awareness of the 2020 census and found a fun way to do it by having the mayors compete and the cities compete for the self-response, and it appears Jamestown edged out Valley City with a 73.5% self-response rate to Valley City's 72%, meaning the deal has come to fruition, I guess. You know, the losing community would have to wear the hat the other mayor brings to him, and with Jamestown winning, Jamestown Mayor Dwayne Heinrich will be presenting Jamestown's hat to Mayor Karlsrud, and he'll have to wear it at the next city council meeting on Tuesday. So,
okay. I brought you a card today, too, and I thought that would be appropriate. I couldn't figure out how to seal the envelope, but if you would like to look at the card, I thought it would be.
Mayor Dave says, thank you for helping to make this 2020 census in Barnes and Stutzman County an interesting, successful, and fun event. I look forward to working with you again in the 2030 census. With best personal regards, Dwayne Heinrich, Jamestown Mayor. Thank you, Dwayne.
You're welcome. And also the cap, and of course Mayor Dave has seen this before, that I had asked the place that made this if they could, if they would search for the dorkiest looking baseball cap that they had, one with a really high brim on it or brow on it, so they could get all this wording on there. And I think they did a pretty decent job in both regards. Now, the only one of the other things that I would want to mention is that we all know that Mayor Dave is a good and honest man, and his word is good, so that we know that without any question that he will wear this at the Valley City meeting. I don't think there was any requirement exactly on how long he was going to wear it. We didn't have that pinned down too much, but I think that the unanswered question is that what would happen if the shoe was on the other foot? See?
Yeah.
So that's one of those things that, you know, one of those questions that you never have an answer to. You know, would have I really worn it, or wouldn't I, you know?
Yeah.
One of those tests that you didn't have to do. But anyway, I do want to give this to you.
Okay.
In appreciation of your...
We will wear it for the meeting, the complete meeting, and I will wear it forward. How's that? Certainly, I am competitive, and I would have preferred winning. But the purpose of driving this was to increase awareness for the census, and I believe we did that. As I mentioned before, 73.5 and 72, but the state average was at 65. So we kicked butt, Dwayne. You just kicked a little higher than we did. But that makes a win-win for everybody. And so I'm very happy to have been a part of this. And I need to recognize Scott was our chairman and did a wonderful job. Thank you, Scott. Okay.
And I would say too, our two chairmen were Pam Phillips, who was on the city council, and Nicole Mellon, who was our city, county auditor. And we had a very, I think, a pretty decent group. Warren was part of that, and we did have some fairly regular meetings and got some information out. And again, I'm not sure what particular part of that led to the scores coming out as they did, but it was a good group to work with, and I appreciate that. Appreciate what you did, and I hope that when the final numbers are tallied for the whole census, that we all show an increase in population, or at least that we did not have anyone that was left uncounted, or very few.